Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, many more of us are gardening more than ever before, spending more time at home and making the most out of our outdoor space. Well, some listeners might be aware of the tradition to sow potatoes on St. Patrick's Day. Well, here to tell us more about the perfect spud and what other vegetables we might be able to grow at this time of year is Dermot Carey, who's a horticulturist and farmer. Dermot, thank you for joining us this evening.
How are you doing, Sarah? Good evening.
Not too bad at all. I'm very interested in this idea that if we plant potatoes now, or whatever it is that you plant to get potatoes, I'm sure you don't plant potatoes, you will get potatoes that will be ready in about 12 weeks.
Yes. You can actually plant early potatoes and they'll be ready in between 12 and 13 weeks. So you're talking about harvesting potatoes around the 29th of June was the traditional day for harvesting the first new potatoes.
So does that take a much shorter amount of time than if you planted potatoes later on?
No, well, they're actually different varieties. It's actually an early variety, which takes roughly 12 to 13 weeks to mature. Whereas if you're going for a main crop variety, it can take 22 weeks.
Okay, which would you recommend?
So by growing an early potato, you get around the problems of diseases. And also, I'd recommend growing an early potato because they're more expensive in the shops in July and August.
Okay, so you manage to grow your own, you have them there, but when they're more expensive, rather than waiting until the main crop, as you call it, which take much longer to grow.
Yeah, like it takes much longer to grow, and then you have more issues with pests and diseases. And so it makes more sense for a beginner to grow a first early potato.
And what pests or diseases do you need to be looking out for?
Well, you know, you have the dreaded potato blight, which really strikes from July onwards. So if you do a first early, it can be harvesting your new potatoes in July.
Okay.
So apart from that, there's no real issues with potatoes.
Okay. Tell me about bulb onions then. They're good to grow around now, is that right?
They are, Sarah, yeah. I'd recommend growing the onion sets if you're new to growing vegetables. And like you're growing veg for the first time, but first early potatoes are an easy one. But also the bulb onion set is a very easy one to grow. It's a lot easier than growing onions from seed. So they can be planted any time from now right through April, and then you harvest them in July.
So you're actually planting, are you planting little bulb onions then as opposed to seeds? Is that how that works?
Yeah, it's a little immature onion, a little bulb, and you'd plant them roughly 6 inches by 12 inches apart.
Okay.
And
go on, sorry.
They're very easy to grow. My other recommendations, or my other favourites for beginners, would be the likes of broad beans. They're very easy to grow outdoors.
Are they really?
Yeah, broad beans are very easy to grow. And then you have the likes of beetroot, has made a big comeback in recent years.
So if you're looking at your outdoor space and what you have or what you don't have, I assume you're trying to get something that gets a lot of sun for all of these, are you, if at all possible?
Yeah, you'd want to grow in full sun because nothing really grows in, well, a partial shade apart from maybe lettuce. So you want full sun, and well, obviously you need to irrigate if it's dry weather.
Okay.
But if you have a small area, you can also grow in pots and tubs.
Well, this is what I was going to ask you, because, you know, lots of people don't have a garden or an outdoor space. So what about your balcony?
Yeah, you could grow some herbs and salads in even something as small as a window box. Or even these veg drugs, they're like a large planter on legs. Mm-hmm. But I'd recommend maybe growing salads, like the oriental greens, or even herbs. You get a really good return on herbs.
If you're in a balcony, or if you're in boxes or things like that, as opposed to the garden.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of growing potatoes in containers,
yeah,
or grow bags.
I can imagine.
It's just, you're not getting the return. And then it's a lot of watering. They're a very hungry, thirsty crop. So it's a lot of watering every day.
Okay.
Whereas if you have something like the oriental salads or the herbs, there's less maintenance and you get a bigger return.
Is it difficult to keep herbs on the kitchen windowsill if that's where you're trying to grow them? Is it difficult to keep those alive, or is there any tips to keeping those alive?
Yeah, well, the what I tend to find with people tend to overwater their basil plant.
Ooh.
Like they're almost killing it with kindness. Like they, if it's over the kitchen sink, they tend to overwater. Now, I would tend to let the plant actually wilt. So I might leave it for a week or so in between waterings,
really?
And then give it a really good watering.
Okay, and what do you mean by really, because I may be one of the perpetrators of overwatering basil plants now that you mention it. What do you mean by a really good watering?
Well, you know, if you let the plant wilt and then you give it quite a lot of water, and then you just leave it alone then until it needs a watering again, like rather than routinely watering every day.
Okay, because actually my own basil plant that I have at the moment wilted properly, and it's amazing how it pops back up again, isn't it, when you give it a bit of water?
Exactly, yes, Sarah. Yeah, when you do water then, do you see these herbs, a lot of these herbs are from the Mediterranean, and so they don't get the same amount of moisture as we get here in Ireland. So, but it does depend on the weather outside your window. If it's a sunny day like today, today's like a glorious day, you can lash on the water, but then if it's a dull day or an overcast day, then you could just miss the plant.
Okay. Where do you stand on plant food?
Well, I tend to, Sarah, I tend to work the soil in the beginning of the season. I tend to feed the soil at the start of the season, and then I find the plant looks after itself then. So I tend not to do liquid feeding.
Oh.
I very rarely do liquid feeding, maybe sometimes liquid seaweed on tomatoes and that.
I don't know, do you know anything, just while I have you there, Dermot? Do you know anything about, while I have you there, just a little bit of personal advice, bonsai trees, do you reckon they need plant food?
Well, I wouldn't be an expert on bonsai trees. Vegetables are my forte. But yeah, no, if you are growing potatoes, I recommend seaweed. Like I was down the Aran Islands. I lived on the Aran Islands. I used to grow potatoes down there, and I use fresh seaweed. But you can buy bagged, organically produced bags of fertilizer, and they have seaweed mixed through them.
But you could actually just go down, if you happen to live near the beach, could you go down and grab yourself a bag of seaweed? Do you need to chop it up or anything?
I'm not too sure about that. You'd have to check with the authorities whether sustainable or not.
Fair enough. Dermot, thank you very much for joining us with all that advice.
No, that's great, Sarah. Good luck with the gardening, and a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to yourself. That's Dermot Carey, who is a horticulturist and farmer, with lots of good advice there for us on how to grow our potatoes this St. Patrick's Day. Up